I am Thomas Donville, also Anonymous. Welcome to What is New in Apple Watch OS 5. In this overview, I'm going to show you some of the new features and changes you can expect to see and hear. Without further ado, the show starts now. All right, well, a lot of you are probably pretty excited to get your hands on Apple Watch OS 5. For those that have already taken the leap and already installed it and just simply want to listen to the podcast, see what's new and what they can expect to hear. And for those that are waiting on the side that are not quite ready to install the Apple Watch OS 5, they want to see what's going on first, see if there's any new features that might be something of interest for them, and most of all, if it's stable to use. As of this podcast, the OS 5 is very stable with very little bugs, with almost nothing to report. And this is great for everybody, and it is worth upgrading, even for the older Series 1. It is not going to impact your watch at all. And that's great news. So without further ado, I know you guys are chomping at the bit. See what's new and what you can expect to see and hear in OS 5s. You're going to notice something new in the Notification Center. They are now grouping all the notifications, just like the sister of the iPhone. Now that it's grouping the notification together by apps, and you're going to hear the same result is going on your Apple Watch OS 5. So here I am, I'm in my notification. Let's just do one particular notification that is just an individual, and then I'll show you another notification that has a group, and I'll show you what to expect. So as I go to my individual notification.
The weather. A brief rain shower will begin around 2:01 p.m. See what's coming. 4 hours.
And so that is one of the notifications that doesn't have any group to it, so that's an individual. So as always, you just double tap that to get to the notification, bring that app up. Or here's another one that has a group. Let me show you that.
Dark sky. Light rain starting soon in Lee Summit. MO. 4 hours ago. Plus one more.
You hear that? It says plus one more. So there's two in that group. So if you want to expand that, all you have to do is just do a one-finger double tap on that dark sky. Once you double tap that, it'll open up a new little screen, and at the top left, you should get the
Done button.
Now, this is going to show you the multi-notification for that particular app. So this dark sky has two notifications. So if I go to the right.
Dark sky. Light rain starting in Lee Summit. MO. 21 hours ago.
So that was the furthest time away, 21 hours ago. And then the second one.
Dark sky. Light rain starting soon in Lee Summit. MO. 4 hours ago.
And that's how you get to see the two notifications right there. Now at the bottom, you have the several options here.
Clear.
You have the clear option. So if you double tap that, you can clear it. Or if you just want to clear one of those and not both, you just go back left.
Dark sky.
And I just swipe up.
Clear.
I just clear that one item.
Manage.
Or if I swipe up again, either in this area or back in the regular notification center, if you want to do a manage, this is also a new feature. So if you double tap manage, now you'll bring up a new set of screen, and this will have
cancel
at the top left-hand corner. And if you swipe to the right,
deliver quietly.
And the other option is
turn off on Apple Watch button.
Or you can have it turned off completely on your Apple Watch, so no more notification whatsoever.
Quiet notifications from dark sky will be sent straight to notification center on your iPhone and not appear on your Apple Watch.
There you go. So that's a further explanation what that means and what you can do within the manage. One of the biggest features you're going to find in your Apple Watch is the brand new walkie-talkie. This is a pretty cool new feature. It is a standalone app. So you'll have to activate it from your home screen. Once you find the walkie-talkie, you just double tap and open that. Once the app opens up, you should hear
walkie-talkie.
And then go to the right.
Available. On. Button.
You can turn this option on or off if you want to be available to anybody. Now, if you already have people on your list, you just go to the right.
Alex Hall. Available.
Go to the right.
Michael Hansen.
There's Michael Hansen. And you go to the right of that.
Add contact.
That's where you can add your contacts. So you can add anybody you want. So let's do an example here. I'm going to go to the left.
Michael Hansen.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap on Michael Hansen. One finger double tap.
Michael Hansen. Available. Michael. Back button.
It takes you to back button. Now go to the right.
Volume, 60%. Adjustable.
Now you can increase this. Turn the digital crown to adjust. Say 75%.
70%. 75%. 75%.
Now you'll notice that is the highest you can increase it. So I'm going to the right.
Talk.
There's a talk button. That's how you initiate the talk. So one double tap hold will start the talk, and then you get a haptic feed. Hello, Mike. How are you doing? And then you hear that.
Connecting to Michael.
And then what's going to happen is going to try to establish a connection with Michael, and we should hear back from Michael. Once the communication is established, you can start your communication, and it's very seamless. It goes back and forth, back and forth. You can also do the talk button. You can do a two-finger double tap with two fingers. So if you got two fingers, tap it twice with two fingers, it'll do a lock. That way you don't have to hold down the talk button, and once you're done, you just do two-finger double tap again, and it will stop the communication. So let's see what Michael has to say.
Okay. Well, hello. It's Michael Hansen here. Hope you are all having a great time listening to Thomas's WatchOS 5 podcast. And if you haven't already, hope you're enjoying all the new Apple software. And thanks for tuning in to the WatchOS 5 podcast hosted by Thomas Domville.
There's a new voiceover gesture in your Apple Watch. You can now open the Notification Center and Control Center basically from most places, especially from an app or on the home screen on your watch. The haptic feedback is very similar to the iPhone X. If you go to the very top of the watch face and you just put your finger directly in the center at the top, you're going to get a haptic feed, and then you can just flick down and that will open up the Notification Center. This will be the same for the bottom. So if you go to the bottom center, you'll hear a haptic, and then you just move it up and that'll open up the Control Center. So let's give you an example here. I'm going to go to the top here and place my finger on it until you hear the chime here, and then I'm going to flick down.
Notification Center. Ring. There is motion at your front door.
Okay, so there's how I have it. I felt a haptic, and then I swipe down, and then it brings up the Notification Center, and that's my notification there. And so if you want to do this for the Control Center, you do the exact same thing, but the bottom. So you just put one finger towards the bottom until you feel the haptic and swipe up, and then opens up the Control Center. There's a new option within the Control Center that allows you to change the widget in any place you want. So each of these items that you had in the Control Center is now considered as a widget, and you can reorder that in any directions you want. So let me show you an example. I'm in the Control Center. I'm going to go to the top.
Connected over iPhone.
All right, so
image.
That's pretty much the option there. You have two ways to do this. I'm going to show you the first one. If you go to the very bottom,
edit.
You have the edit button. To initialize that, you just do one finger double tap to start editing, or go up to the widget of choice that you want to move. So, for example, let's go to left here.
Airplane. Mute. Theater mode. Do not disturb. Theater. Mute.
Okay.
Switch button.
Let's just say I want to move mute up, because I don't use the theater motor all that much. So if I want to move that up, all you have to do is just do a swipe up.
Edit.
And double tap on the edit. And then once you double tap that, now if you swipe up again, now you should be given some more options here.
Activate. Move right.
Now you can move to the right. Or?
Move left.
You can move to the left of the item. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap move
mute.
Left.
Row 4. Column 1.
Okay, so that gets moved there. So now I'm going to get out of the edit mode.
Stop editing.
Double tap that. And now let's take a look at what the result.
97% battery power.
And go back down.
Connected over iPhone. Mute. Switch button.
Okay, so let's take a look, see if it's moved.
Do not disturb.
There's do not disturb there.
Mute. Theater mode.
And
switch button.
There we have it. We just moved the new widget in the Control Center. There are some new features within the weather app, and those are such things like this. So I'm in the weather app itself now. There's a couple of new measurement that might become of handy for you. So if I swipe here.
Wind speed, 9 mph.
You can now get the wind speed.
UV index, 0.0, low.
And you also get the UV index.
Air quality, 42, good.
and the air quality. This will be very useful for those that want to find out if they need to get the suntan lotion out for the UV index, or even for those asthma people that want to make sure the air quality is good before they head out the door as well. Now, there's also a new feature. You can now add cities on your own watch, so you don't have to use the iPhone to do this. So I'm going to go all the way back up to the top here.
Lee Summit. Back button.
If you go back.
Weather. Back button.
This item will show you all the cities that you have on this list. Now, the new feature is at the very bottom of the screen.
Add city.
Is button. The add city option. So, if I want to activate that, I'll go ahead and double tap on add city.
Selected. Add city. Back button.
And then go to the right.
Dictation.
And use a dictation to do this. So, I'm going to add Chicago.
Weather. Back button.
As I get the result for Chicago, as I go to the right.
Chicago. IL. United States.
And then you can just do one finger double tap here, and that will add it to your weather. There's a new feature in World Clock. You can now able to add cities to your World Clock directly from your watch. So I have the World Clock up here. So at the very bottom of the screen, you should find the Add City button.
Add City button.
And go ahead and do a one finger double tap.
Swipe up or Add City. Add City. Back button.
Okay, so if you swipe to the right.
Dictation.
Obviously, we're going to use a dictation, and we're going to go ahead and implement something. Let's try adding a city here. Chicago.
Add city. Back button.
As you swipe to the right.
Chicago. USA.
So just like that, you got your new city. Just double tap that.
Selected. World clock.
And now on the screen, you should have now Chicago. I'm going to show you one more new feature within this app.
Chicago, 701.
So there's Chicago. Go ahead and do one finger double tap in there to check out
Chicago,
more information about Chicago.
Today, back button.
And as you swipe to the right.
Map of world. Chicago, 7:01 p.m. Sunrise.
So you hear all the information, but now you can do a 3D touch on this. So let's do a 3D touch.
Remove.
And button. Then you got the new option to remove a city from a 3D touch. Now within the stock app, you are given the ability to add stock on your watch rather than using your iPhone. So once you open up the stock app here, we're going to go down to the bottom here.
Add stock button.
So you're given the option to add stock button. So just do a one finger tap on that. Now what's going to happen here is once I do a one finger double tap, you're going to feel a haptic on your watch. And that is when you go ahead and dictate who and what you want to add and what you're looking for. So here's my example. I'm going to do a one finger double tap. Disney. I did a one finger double tap.
The Walt Disney Company, New York Stock Exchange button.
There we have it. So that's the Walt Disney that we want. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap that.
Dis. The Walt Disney Company, New York Stock Exchange.
Now, one other thing I want to show you. If you do a one finger double tap on the Walt Disney stock itself,
Hang Seng Index, 28,160. 9:30 a.m., 10:50 a.m.
And you can see all the results for that day. But what the new feature is now you can do a 3D touch. I'm going to go ahead and do a 3D touch on this.
10:50 a.m., 28,300, remove button.
And now you get the option to remove the stock. Participating universities and colleges are now supporting student ID for your wallet. And this can be previewed on your Apple Watch. So let me go through this process. Basically, what's going to happen is that those universities that are going to be supporting this, you'll probably end up having to download those apps for your school, and then it gives you the ability to add that to your wallet on your iPhone. Once it's on your iPhone and you add it to your wallet, your student ID, you can then implement the wallet mode on your Apple Watch so you can bring up the student ID on your Apple Watch. This will give you access to the readers that you will find in various buildings and things like that that will grant you access into the building. Also, if you have any debit card tied to the Apple Pay with this, you can also use your student ID to purchase various foods and supplies throughout the university. There's a nice feature here now in your Apple Watch under settings. Right when you go to Apple settings, there is now a new category called Wi-Fi. So once you double tap on the Wi-Fi, you'll get to the following items.
Wi-Fi. Back button.
You'll get to the back item. As you would on your iPhone, you can now add your watch to the Wi-Fi directly from your watch, making it much simpler and a faster response with your watch communicating with your phone. So if you're within the same Wi-Fi network at home, for example, this will speed up the process of communication and you will be able to access the Wi-Fi in a much better way on your Apple Watch. Also, just a friendly note, this will not work in any public Wi-Fi. So if you try to do this with the public, you are not going to be able to do this. So this is mostly internal when it's in the private Wi-Fi sector. So it's very similar to what your iPhone has. As I go to the right,
Wi-Fi, switch button, on.
You have the option to turn this on or off. And then below, obviously, are the various Wi-Fi in your area. So let's go see mine.
Choose network. Add two C's. Add 4Y, the mouse house, secure network.
So there's my Wi-Fi there. So if you double tap that and you go to the roll in motion to add that and link yourself with this new Wi-Fi category. For those workout junkies, if you do any type of workout with your Apple Watch, there is a new feature that's going to be very useful for those that have forgetful memory to tell watch that you're in a workout mode. So if you go to the Apple settings and then go to general and then over to workout, and then you're going to flick to right until you get to the new feature.
Start workout reminder. Switch button on.
So when the Apple Watch detects that you thinks that you're in the workout mode, it's going to pop up and say, hey, are you in the workout mode? I just want to do a friendly reminder. If you are, go ahead and double tap then and activate that mode. This is going to satisfy for those podcast people out there that want to have more control and be able to ability to listen to your podcast from your Apple Watch. There is a new standalone Apple podcast on your watch. So as you go to your home screen, find the Apple podcast and double tap that to open it. And you should be
podcasts.
Able to hear the old podcast option there. So as I go to the right.
On iPhone.
So if
button.
You want to see what's on your iPhone, you can double tap that.
Library button.
So I go to library, and I can just double tap on that.
Library.
And you can just swipe
button.
To the right.
Episodes. Shows. Apple Viz Podcast.
So obviously, I've described to Apple Viz Podcast. So you can just double tap that to see all the episodes for the Apple Viz Podcast. Or if you just go back to the back.
Library. Back button.
Double tap that.
Podcasts.
And then we're back to the podcast here. So if you swipe all the way down.
On iPhone. Library. What's the good word? Actually, it's Pages Apple Viz Podcast button.
So it shows you the latest podcast episode from your favorite feed. So in that case, it's the Apple Viz. So if you want to listen to that podcast, you just do a one-finger double tap on that. And it'll give you a playback control as you would expect as on your directly from your Apple Watch. And then you can point it directly where you want it to cast. So you can stand it right to your AirPod or any other Bluetooth device that you may have paired with your Apple Watch. In this segment, I'm going to just quickly verbally tell you some of the features you can find, such as if you look under the wake screen settings, you will now find a toggle for the wake screen crown up. There are some new options within the Siri settings, as you will find under Siri settings. There should be a raise to speak to Siri toggle, along with a volume control and many other options in there. Plus, don't forget that the new Siri voices that you got in the iPhone will now work under your Apple Watch. So those in Ireland and South Africa, be sure to check those out. Another feature you can expect is a built-in web browser. With a catch, this only works when you got links or things like that directed to you. So there is no specific Safari app itself that you can open up. These are links simply that you can find within mail or messages. So if you send yourself a link or somebody sends you a link, you should be able now to double tap that. It will be a very stripped down version of the web browser that we're grown accustomed to on a Safari on an iPhone. So it is not a full blown browser itself, but you are able to scan the website from the link that they showed you. So get an idea of what that page is going to look like, and then you can read through that. In conjunction with that, there's a new category under settings called website data. If you go into that, now you can be able to clear the cache that you have been using on your Apple Watch. And there you have it. That is the overview of what's new in Apple Watch OS 5. And I know there's plenty more other features and things you will find in Apple Watch OS 5 that I did not cover in this podcast. However, if you find anything that's noteworthy and you think it would be of interest for other people, please do leave a comment for this podcast on applevis.com so that way people can read up about it and see what other things they can expect from Apple Watch OS 5. All right. Well, I am Thomas Domville, also known as Anonymous. It was good to talk with you guys, and I will talk with you again. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.